All right, hey, we're back with another episode of Dads Who Try. This is episode number 49.
49 and life is fine.
49 and life is feeling fine. How crazy is it? We're coming up on episode 50. Tomorrow, we drop episode 50.
I feel like we should do something special.
Yeah, like, should we record topless? It's an audio pod, so no one would know except for us.
Done.
Like, why is calling it topless feel so inappropriate? Shady yet inappropriate, yeah. But like, we're just dudes. Like,
yeah,
like, it means the same thing as, like, you know, you're going swimming, you're topless.
Exactly. But I think it's all, like, in the context of the setting.
You know what? Maybe it won't be topless, but it will be over the
top.
That's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be.
I love it, actually.
Welcome back, you guys. We're recording late tonight, and with the idea that we're trying to drop a podcast every day in the month of December, and we're out here.
Yeah, we are definitely out here, and we thought 'tis the season of giving, and we are going to give back to our people who are listening. By the way, shout out to the 72 countries that are tuning in.
Whoa.
We just found that out.
So cool.
It is very cool. And I say that in, like, all humility, actually, that I'm bro, let's just be real. I'm shocked that there are even people listening to us, period.
Yeah. If it just had 72 people, I'd be like, we're rocking.
You were going to drop so much content.
Instead, it's 72 countries, which is so crazy.
Yeah.
And we're so thankful. Hey, do us a favor, though. Please drop us a review. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, drop us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to hear your feedback, what you like, what you don't like about the program, what you think we should add, what type of questions. Just drop a review and let us know how you feel about it. And we would love to shout you out on the podcast.
Yeah. Nate, let me ask you a question.
Hit me.
I was scrolling through the good old Instagram today, and I saw the Lakers.
Yes.
And this whole season with the whole new in-season tournament.
Weird.
It is weird, but the competition is...
It feels a little like playoffs.
It does feel like a little like playoffs, and I think the people enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Yeah, the only thing I don't enjoy is these courts.
Dude, what is up with these courts? Ugh. It looks horrible. You guys, it's like... If you haven't seen any of the game that we're talking about, you should tune in to the next game. I'm pretty sure you'll see eventually what we're talking about here. But the courts just look so loud. And I'm like, just give the good old classic hardwood brown floors.
That's right.
And just give us a good show.
Give us a good show. And speaking of, the Lake Show just knocked the Suns out of the tournament.
Listen.
They sunned the Suns, bro.
Yeah, they sunned the Suns. And was Beal playing? Bradley Beal?
I don't know.
I
just saw the headline.
Yeah, I saw some of the highlights. Yep. And AR-15 Austin Reeves looks like he is doing his thing over there.
Who would you rather have, Austin Reeves?
Yep.
Or what was the white guy that used to be on the Lakers?
Alex Caruso.
Who would you choose?
Man, that's a great question. Because they both play so different. Obviously, Alex Caruso, I think, seems like he's the athletic one, huh?
Yeah, he's nasty.
Yeah. And he had bunnies, which is crazy.
Of course.
So we would probably pick Alex Caruso. Let's just
shout out to Alex Caruso. Hey, jump on the pod. Like, I don't even know if he's dead.
By the way, he is still crushing it in Chicago. Yeah.
What a fun... Chicago's a fun team.
Yeah.
Have you been in Chicago before?
I have. I actually proposed to my wife in Chicago.
No, tell the story.
I will tell the story, you guys. We were doing a surprise. So she thought she was going there to celebrate another couple friend of ours. We told her that her friend was graduating college and that her husband was going to do like a surprise thing. So we made her think that she was in on this surprise, and the surprise was actually for her.
Whoa.
We went to Chicago, did the whole shopping thing. If you haven't been to Chicago before, it's obviously really cool. Very touristy, right? And there was a building called the John Hancock Building, which was like, I think 100-something floors. And we had taken her up to like the 98th floor. And by the way, this whole night we had like snuck away from the girls to go up to kind of like, to set it up.
Roses.
And we told the, you know, the people obviously in the place what was going down. And so they're in on it, which is really cool. And so by the time we get up to this, to dinner time, they're like, what? There was a little bit of a wait, right? Just a tad.
Yep.
Make it believable.
Yeah.
It's like all reservations. So like we told her that, you know, it's like, hey, it's a secret for Jayla. Don't let her know. And so she's like, oh my God, I can't wait till we get her. So we're in this restaurant now, and we walk to the table, and obviously the roses are,
they're there.
They're on the tables, like petals and all that. And she goes, yo, you know, she hits me on the shoulder. She goes, Josh is really doing it.
For her graduation?
Yeah, for her graduation. And I'm dying, bro. And so,
Are you sweating bullets at this
point? Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so nervous actually. And I'm kind of freaking out. And I have the ring in my coat jacket. And so we're getting down at the table, and she's by the window. She's like looking out think about this, you're 100 floors up and it's a skyline view. All windows. So you're just looking out into the whole city. And so she walks up to the window. It's perfect time for me to pull out the ring. And I kind of almost like drop the box.
Oh my gosh.
So like I got to do before she kind of turns back around kind of thing. Cause it just happens very fast.
Yeah.
We're there. We're boom. By the time she turns back around, you guys, I finally grab this ring and I'm like, she's like looking at me I'm down on one knee and the whole restaurant gets kind of quiet. And everyone's just like pulling out their phones or flashing it. And I literally don't even know what I was saying because I was like in shock that I was doing it.
Hello, Leah. Will you please be my future forever girlfriend?
Exactly. It's like a promise ring. Holy crap.
It's some yarn.
Yeah. So, I mean, and bro, she took a second to even say anything because she was shaking.
Yeah.
She's like shocked. She was actually like shaking. When I was trying to put the ring on her hand, it was like shaking so bad. And it, you know, obviously when I put on the ring, everyone was like cheering, and it was a really cool moment. But yeah, I have cousins that actually live in Chicago now, and so I kind of go back and forth every now and then when I'm in the Midwest. But dude, that engagement was all time.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah,
do you feel like you were ready to get married?
Like looking back on it, I mean, dude, I didn't have all my finances stuff in order. Like,
yeah,
like think about this,
Do you have your degrees?
I didn't have my degree.
Do you own a home?
I did not own a home.
Okay.
But I lived in an apartment.
Nice.
And I had a little bit of money saved up for sure.
Yep.
And I paid cash for my ring. I did.
Let's go.
And
that's fire.
So I actually had a little bit of money set aside.
Okay.
I knew that.
Yeah, you were saving.
I was saving.
Yeah.
You know. So when I said, was I ready? I think there's areas where I was ready in, and there are areas where I'm like.
Emotionally, you felt ready.
Emotionally, I felt ready. I've known her for quite some time. She friend zoned me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
She did. We were both kind of like on our own journey.
You got a friend zone face, though.
I don't even know what that means.
Like, I never heard anyone say that, but.
That's so disrespectful. Yeah, man, you look like the type of guy that would get friend zoned a lot, huh?
Hey, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm just,
funny you say that.
Yeah, she stuck me in the friend zone for a little while. I remember earlier on, I tried to make a move, she was not having it. And so she was like, skirt, okay, cool. Timing.
Yeah, timing.
You know, and so looking back on it, man, I just laugh at all the stuff that we've been through as friends, you know, because.
Yeah.
Man, it was like she was never catty, Leah.
Yeah.
She just wasn't that type of person. Mm-hmm. And so she always hung around with the guys for that reason.
Right.
And so we just had a history of good, long friendship first before it all happened. So
do you feel like you were ready to be a father?
I thought I was. And then you kind of learn along the way. Like, I think for every person who's, like, thinking about having kids and thinking about getting married, like, I think that, you know, sure, there's wisdom in, obviously, trying to figure out where you want to go. And then, you know, like, I wouldn't go into, like, marriage, like, just being honest, like, full of debt. Like, you should sort certain things out.
I disagree, dude.
You disagree?
I do. I disagree.
With just the debt part or just?
Just the debt part. Just financially, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think this is such a trend. You know, I'm going to wait to get married until I have my finances in order. And I'm like, yeah, but they're not always going to be in order. Yeah. And then what happens? Now you have to face it in an untested in marriage.
Yeah.
Or are you going to go in? If you know you're emotionally ready and you found the person you want to spend the rest of your life with, and the only barrier for you to make that decision is your finances, you probably shouldn't get married to that person.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
That's the way I feel.
Yeah.
But that's extreme, if I feel like, but.
The financial piece, like, of course, wasn't the only thing that, like, obviously we got married. Yeah. And I had school debt, you know? Yeah. And now, again, if you guys didn't know, I didn't grow up with money.
Right, same.
You know, and so I think we all had to learn, like, a lot along the way. And so if I were to go back on it, would I have done a little things different? I think so. You know, the schooling piece for me was, like, really tricky. I think in certain seasons I didn't know what I was doing, so I spent a lot more time than I should have in school, to be honest with you.
But that's regardless of marriage.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah. Like, yeah,
if
true.
You weren't married right now, you would still say, I would go back and do it differently.
Yeah, I guess you're right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
I'm convinced, like, the biggest decisions in your life you're never going to be ready for.
Yeah.
I was certainly, I was emotionally ready to get married, but I didn't check off the boxes of anything else.
Yeah.
And then I was emotionally ready to have kids, but, like, I didn't.
Yeah.
Anyone who's like, I'm ready to have kids, I'm like, no, you're not.
No.
No one is.
Yeah.
This is your first kid.
Right.
Want to know what else you're not ready for? A second one. Oh, or man, a third one. But it shouldn't stop you. It's like, if it's in your heart and you can, you know, please, I hope there's, like, the wisdom in it that's like, don't be reckless.
Right.
But if there's a sense of, like, hey, this is going to be hard, but we're going to make it and we're going to be fine.
Yeah. And I think when you say it like that, in regards to, like, the, you know, I think the dad piece and the kids, I remember, I forget who I really talked. We were on this idea of, like, talking about kids, and someone had told me, like, I don't think you will ever be ready, like, in any seasons for, like, what's to come. And you're going to have to really, like, because every single situation is different.
Yeah.
You know, your upbringing, your so readiness, yeah. Your finances, you know, they're like, hey, if you're waiting for your finances to get into a certain place, like, it's forever going to change. And, you know, and so, like, everyone's different, you know, processes are way different. And so, like, when I really sat down and thought about it for a while, something came over me. I was just like, you know what? Like, I wasn't, like, in crazy, like, in a season where I wasn't, like, felt like I wasn't ready at all.
Yeah, of course.
I just, you know, I think a lot of times people are, like, in this unknown phase. So they're like, do I do it? Do I not? And I think if you're there, then I don't know. I think you should just kind of continue to move forward.
Yeah, it's, what is it? Paralysis of analysis?
Yeah.
You know, because there's the option, it freezes you.
And exactly.
I think this is what I know about life. This is just what I know about being a father, being a husband, is I'd rather act than do nothing. You know,
exactly.
If nothing changes, you deteriorate. That's just what we know about life. It's called gravity. It's called aging. That every day you're dying.
Yeah.
And unless you change something or move forward, you're not going to get better and you're not going to maintain. You're only going to get worse.
Right.
I'd rather risk and win than never risk and at the end of my life regret.
That's it.
And at the same time, risk is not the same as being reckless. So I'm not saying, like, hey, you love a girl, go marry her right now. Like, you know, of course, you know, make sure there's clarity and there's accountability and you're going to, you know, you're asking your parents and or people that you trust in your life and blah, 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 all that fun stuff. But at the same time, it's like, just so everyone knows, you're either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or going into one.
Yeah.
It's like, that's just life.
That's it.
And without rain, there's no growth. So.
So true, bro.
You better buckle up.
Yeah. Man, it just feels, yeah, it's a wild, now that we're kind of, like, talking about this idea of kids and, you know, parenting and. Nice.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to find. Keep going.
You're trying to find a clip.
You'll see.
I will say this. Being a father now, and, like, I feel like my kids are constantly changing. And so I feel like I'll never be ready. But what I can be ready is establishing all the parameters and the values that we believe and, you know, and raising these kids up around those things so that they can, you know, who knows how they're going to be.
That's right.
I can control what I can control. And then the rest.
That's so good.
I'll just leave it like that.
Yeah, I think that's really good. I can't be ready for my circumstance, but I can be ready with my perspective.
That's it.
And that's so well said. Your values, your thoughts. It's like I'm predetermining if something happens in my life, this will be the attitude in which I face it. And no matter what happens within that, I've already predetermined this is the attitude I'm gonna have. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to lean on our family values to move forward. Or lean on our personal values or couple values, whatever it is, whatever season of life you're in. I think that's such a good insight, such a well-formed insight. Can I talk to you about a little questionnaire I put up on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, so every morning we've been posting a question and then talking about it on the pod. This morning I posted a question. I said, give us any tips, tricks, or hacks on keeping your house clean.
Okay, I like this.
And look, we got a nice little list.
Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got some people passionate about cleanliness. Here, some of them are funny. Okay. So we asked, you know, give us your tips, tricks, or hacks on how to keep your house clean. Someone said, go on holidays. Okay. So you want to keep your house clean? Just go on a lot of vacations. I like this one. They said, yeah, just throw away every single toy.
Exactly.
That's our good friend Aaron Eisman. Someone said, how do you keep your house clean? Set lower boundaries.
That's true.
Hey, I love this one. And actually a bunch of people added this one. Keep toy buckets in every room to toss rogue toys in and then pick up all of the bins at the end of the day. That's a good one.
That's pretty genius. Actually.
Someone says, nightly routine. Where you and your partner take 20 minutes and clean and organize. Whatever's left, it's left.
You know what? That may work.
Mm-hmm. Someone said, don't live there. This person said, clean couch, floor, shower, mattress, etc. with steamer. Like, do Prey need steamer? Like, is this a... I don't know if this is an ad or not, but...
Yeah, exactly. Listen, you guys, I don't... We're not steaming our couches and floors like that every night.
Someone said, teach the kids to clean. And then another person said, kids love cleaning up, especially if it's gamified. Yo, I never met a kid in my life who said, I love this mess. Let's clean it up. You ever met that kid before?
I've never met him.
Neither have I.
Someone said, have a second home with no kids. You know what?
A great idea.
Yeah, I'm on to that one,
actually. It's called the garage.
Someone said, once you find out, please share the secrets.
We're trying.
Do everything outdoors. Don't have kids.
Pick up after yourself. After every single thing all the time. Then curl up and cry. There's no end.
That's just so savage.
Ooh, I like this one. Keep a magic eraser in the shower. Scrub a section while your conditioner soaks in. That's got to be a mom.
Yeah. For sure. I will say these are some great ideas, though. I do like it. I will say this. I am as I get older, and I don't know if I've always been like this, but I feel like there's been a side of me that just now gets, I'm a little ADD in this way. Like I don't like having things around. I don't remember me always being like that. I think growing up, I was kind of like on the messier side. Mm-hmm. As I got older, and maybe, I don't know if it's because of marriage and now that I have kids, I don't know what changed, but I do notice that I don't like a ton of stuff on the floor. Like when the kids like get, you know, when they're done kind of playing, I'm instantly kind of like, all right, cool. Blah, 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 blah. And my wife's more like,
Let it be.
Going to get dirty again. And I'm like, fam, I know, but I'm trying to like work that out and kind of figure out what that is. Cause I noticed even tonight, like as soon as she took the kids in for a bath, I started cleaning the kitchen. Like normally, like we're kind of in the flow, but I've noticed that myself. I'm like, what, why am I picking up after all these kids all the time when I know it's going to get crazy again?
You think it's a control thing?
It may be a control thing.
Like, of all the messes in your life, this is the one mess that you can actually control?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you remember when it started? Like, was there an event?
College. I feel like in college I started, I just wanted to be clean.
Yeah.
I grew up in a home, bro, where a lot of it wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, I remember a lot of my childhood, and probably up until I left home, it was like we just didn't always have the nicest stuff, but I just didn't understand it. Like,
right.
When I was younger, of course. The moment I left the house, I just realized I didn't want to be a dirty person.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to take care of myself. I wanted to be clean. And so in college, I was like, all right, man, I'm going to be around my friends. I'm going to be clean. I'm going to, you know, I wanted to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I noticed it that way more. It's like intensified.
Wow.
Now.
Yeah.
Even. And so I thought about it tonight. I'm like, man, I'm actually, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I really don't.
Yeah.
But I definitely noticed it.
I have the extreme desire to be organized and clean and everything in its place. And equally, my children have an extreme desire to make sure I will never experience that until they move out.
Nice.
My son Grayson has the spiritual gift of making messes. Dude.
Yeah.
I've never seen a kid walk into a room with and padded white walls and somehow make it a mess.
Just tear it up.
Yeah, he's just, it's a gift.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's all kids. Like, I know, like, the boys are wild.
Yeah, the boys are wild.
I've seen some
girls that are, like, really nice, and I've never seen some boys that are, like...
Nice and neat.
Maybe their room and stuff, but, like, just, like, they're, like, the energy makes a mess.
Yes. Their energy makes a mess.
Yeah.
My boys, my youngest, he is wild. He doesn't care. Does whatever he wants, throws whatever he wants. Like, he was popping balloons tonight in our home. We had three kind of floating around for him just to play. Went to the Christmas tree, rubbed it against it, popped. Did it three times. Why? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Levi runs to his room. Hey, we just picked up his room. Hey, Levi, make sure if you're gonna play with the toys, here are the ones you can, you know, like, of course.
Yeah.
All I hear is like dumping the bucket out.
Oh, dude, that's the worst sound in the world.
I'm like, bro, we just literally cleaned that up 10 seconds ago. And then I go, you know what? We'll do it later. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah.
So cheers.
Cheers.
That, my friends, is called parenthood.
That is parenthood. Parenthood is cleaning up someone else's mess, feeding someone else's hunger, educating someone else's mind, all at the expense of your livelihood, brain power, physical well-being. And it is so much more worth it than you could ever imagine.
Truly.
Before I had kids, I would look at my friends who had kids and be like, how in the world?
Yeah.
And then you have a kid. You go, it's all worth it.
You know, it is crazy, though, like, thinking about, like, our own kids. And, like, my mom, I talked to her yesterday, and she sent me some money.
Yeah.
I'm about to be 34 next month.
Bro.
And I'm like, Mom.
You're still her boy.
And she says that. You're like, yo, like, you're my boy.
I'm not a boy, Mom. I'm a man.
Call me a man.
Yo, I'm not cute, Mom. I'm handsome.
Yeah, like, don't use those kiddie phrases with me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I appreciate the money.
But yeah, if you could just send it to my Zelle.
But I will say, like, the way that she, you know, like, continues to show me, like, love and in different seasons of my life. And it's like, I look at my boys right now and I'm like, how can I love you more than what I already do right now?
Yeah.
You know, like these tantrums and these moments where they're acting out and they're crying and whining and, you know, all the sleepless nights that, you know, parents are going through. You guys, I'll tell you what, man, like, there's going to be a day where it's like, you're going to blink and it's gone. It truly is. And I get emotional thinking about it. It's because I talked about it all the time in all of our episodes. I'm like, I just don't want these. It just feels like time is going so fast. I don't want it to go any faster.
Yep.
And I want these kids to, you know what, we said in our, I forget when we said it, but I want to create a space where they'll always be able to come back.
That's right.
And want to come
That's
back.
Right.
So.
Yeah, same. It's parenting's this weird thing. I don't want them to grow up fast. But then when they do, you're proud.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can't wait to see the adventure that their life becomes. And, you know, you go from the nurturer to the coach to the friend.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, enjoy that moment where you just get to nurture them.
Yeah.
Take care of them. You know, watch out for them. You know, put some Band-Aids on. You know, read them books at night. It matters so much. And then when you become their coach, you're coaching them on life, you have the credibility that you nurtured them to become who they are. And then you become their friends later on in life.
What a time to be alive, bro.
Look at my crying on the podcast.
Don't go there, man.
Gosh.
Don't cry. You're getting all teary-eyed.
Dude, I would never cry.
I see it. I've seen it right now.
My tear ducts
are... Nate is actually about to cry.
Dude, stop. I will say this. I've cried more in my fatherhood than I have my entire life.
Yeah, that's true.
But you look like you have a face that cries.
What does that even mean? Are you calling me soft? Or because
Dude,
I am.
No. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, we're doing a daily podcast.
Yeah.
For the month of December. As a special thank you to you guys. Who knows if you even want to have a daily podcast. If you don't, then skip it.
Yeah, then silence us. Then, wait, you can't.
Because we will never stop podcasting. We're the dads who try. Podcasting forever.
This is episode 49. I can't wait for 50.
Let's do it.